Hello and welcome to Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Trey Lentner, and today we're speaking with Kristen Kearns, who will be playing at Tunes at Twilight at 7 p.m. this Friday, May 29th, at Ivor Square Gazebo in downtown Cape Girardeau. She's originally from Harrisburg, Illinois, and now is based in Nashville. Here is our interview. To start off here, what does your set look like for Tunes at Twilight?
Well, I'm going to be playing mostly originals, maybe a cover or two. I have 13 new original songs.
And can you tell me about some of your inspirations for the music that you make?
Yeah, so a lot of folks have told me that I sound like Sheryl Crow and Stevie Nicks. I have a lot of like guitar influence from John Mayer. Some of my newer influences, I would say, and like favorite things to listen to are Noah Kahan, Lizzie McAlpine, Olivia Dean, folks like that.
Yeah, good to hear. I know definitely a lot of Missourians have a soft spot for Sheryl Crow.
Oh, yeah. I hear that a lot.
Speaking of location, do you have any ties to Cape Girardeau, or will this be your first time here in town?
I have played at the Isle Casino several times. I played what was called Minglewood Brewery.
Looking outside of Tunes of Twilight, what's next for you, or what are you working on currently?
Currently, I am working on getting some short form video social media content for this new release that occupies a lot of my time. I'm also going into the studio to wrap up the rhythm guitars and the vocals on these new songs to get them released. I'm hoping to have them out by the fall. I'm really excited. I haven't had a release in a while. I'm pretty excited about it.
What's the name of this new release and where can people find it?
I actually don't have an album name yet. I've been tossing around a few different ideas. But Happy Accidents kind of crosses my mind when I think of like just a whole bunch of creative moments in my voice memos that have all like come to fruition over time. And this is over the course of 4 or 5 years, probably, of voice memos in my phone. So I like to think they're happy accidents.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear there that sort of has inspired your music. And speaking of inspirations, what are some of your biggest motivators and what drives you to pursue your path?
I started playing music at a super young age, probably 3, 4 years old. My dad plays bass. He plays in a band called Giovanni Jones in Southern Illinois. And I always followed him around with a guitar, asking for him to teach me chords when I was growing up. And we ran, you know, Sunday school at our church. So I was always having to learn new songs for that. And, you know, and I started writing songs when I was probably between 13 and 15 in a notebook throughout school, carrying my guitar around with me. I've always just loved guitar, loved music, and loved to create music and write songs. I've just always had a love of it. This first week of June, I'm going to be in the studio. I'm going to be playing some gigs throughout Southern Illinois the second week of June, finishing out this month with gigs in Louisville and Del Hollow Lake, play all around the Southern Illinois, Louisville, Bowling Green, Nashville, some in Jacksonville, played in the Keys for a few months. And I'm looking to expand more into Cape Girardeau because it's pretty close to where I stay up here. And if you want to follow me on my socials, Kristen Kearns _music at Instagram, and just my name, Kristen Kearns with two I's. So KristinKearns on Facebook. Definitely follow me on there. I'll be releasing all kinds of short social media content throughout this release. I'm going to go bigger than I've ever gone.
All right. Sounds great. Well, thanks for speaking with me today.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Exposition with Kristen Kearns. You, along with your lawn chair, can see Kristen Kearns playing at Ivor Square Gazebo this Friday, May 29th at 7 p.m. I've been your host, Trey Lintner, and I will see you next time.